and it's verses 1 to 7. Now the Lord was gracious to Sarah, as he said, and the Lord did to Sarah what she had promised. Sarah became pregnant and bore a son to Abraham in his old age, at the very time God had promised him. Abraham gave the name Isaac to the son Sarah bore. When his son Isaac was 8 days old, Abraham circumcised him as God had commanded him. Abraham was 100 years old when his son Isaac was born to him. Sarah said, God has brought me laughter, and everyone who hears about this will laugh with me. And she added, who has said to Abraham that Sarah would nurse children, yet I have borne him a son in his old age?
Solomon's Bible story speaks about God's grace to Abraham and his wife Sarah, and indeed all the nations of the earth. Now, Abraham and Sarah did not deserve God's grace. Remember the picture? Probably up on the screen for you. You see, Abraham and Sarah, like everybody else living on the earth at the time, were sinners. In fact, in the earlier years of their lives, they had spent time worshipping the moon god. I think we've got a picture of the people there worshipping the moon god. Of course, they came to put their faith in God, but even when they became a people of faith, they still failed God in lots of different ways. And as we look at the story of Abraham, we see lots of different ways in which they failed. But God was gracious towards Abraham, as he had promised. So firstly, grace as promise. Now, in the next picture, we can see Abraham and Sarah. What do you notice about them? What do you notice about Abraham and Sarah? Any of the other people, what do you notice about them? Do they look like a young couple? They're old, that's right. They were really old. But God said to Abraham, you and your wife Sarah are going to have a what? A baby. Incredible. Abraham was 100 and Sarah was 90. Do people that old normally have babies? No. Now let's look at the next picture. Not the grandchild of the picture, it's a slide with some writing on it. This is what God said to Abraham. God also said to Abraham, as for Sarai, your wife, you are no longer to call her Sarai, her name will be Sarah. I will bless her and will surely give you a son by her. Abraham fell face down. He laughed and said to himself, will a son be born to a man 100 years old? Will Sarah bear a child at the age of 90? Abraham said to God, if only Ishmael might live under your blessing. Then God said, yes, but your wife Sarah will bear you a son, and you will call him Isaac. Now, sometime later, God reiterated the promise. Can any of you younger ones tell me what Sarah did? Well, here's a little picture to help you out. What did Sarah do? What's she doing there? She's lovely. Don't you feel the same for that? She's lovely, isn't she? Because she thought the idea of having a child at her age was absolutely ridiculous. It was impossible. But that was the promise that God to Abraham and Sarah. And you know what? In due time, Sarah became pregnant and she had a baby. Have a lovely picture. She became the oldest woman ever to have a baby. And it was all the result of God's gracious promise. God kept his promises. Yes, because God always keeps his promises. Another picture. There are so many things in life that are uncertain, aren't there? I don't know whether you can see some of these pictures. If you look at the lady on the top left hand side, you see that she looks really healthy. If you look at the lady on the other side, she looks unwell. And life can be a little bit like this. We can be well one minute, and we can be unwell the next. Or we can be unwell one minute and feel really well the next. Can you see what this man's doing? A little bit. What's he throwing up into the air? Can you see from the back? He's throwing up into the air all this money because he's got lots of money. And we can have lots of money one minute and we can have little or nothing the next. Or we can have very little and suddenly find ourselves with lots of money. This man here is alive and well. Well, the picture next to it reminds us that we can be alive and well one minute and we can be dead the next. And all those pictures, I think, just remind us of how uncertain life is. Living in a world where there is so much uncertainty makes us feel anxious. It puts us on future, it causes us to worry lots and lots about things. But I want to remind us all this morning that God's promises are sure. They are absolutely certain. And you know, whether we're young, middle-aged or old, we can live our lives trusting in the promises of God. We can build our lives, can't we, upon the promises of God's word. I wonder whether that's something that we do. I wonder whether that's something that we're going to be willing to do as life goes on. So this morning we're learning about God's grace. In particular, we're learning about God's grace to Abraham and Sarah. And firstly this morning, we see that God was gracious to them, as he had promised to give them a son. A son. Well, we're going to see again about the wondrous grace of God. Lord God, we marvel at your grace. We marvel at your kindness, your grace to Abraham and Sarah all those years ago. We also marvel, Lord God, at your grace to us as believers in the Lord Jesus Christ. We do not deserve anything from you. You have given us your Son, and in your Son we enjoy the forgiveness of sins, peace with yourself. In your Son we enjoy countless spiritual blessings. We can spend time this morning dwelling upon all those blessings, and how good it would be if we were to do that, but unfortunately there isn't the time to do so. Lord, you have not treated us as we deserve. Treated us with boundless grace, and for this we want to thank you. Lord, please help us to understand more and more what you are like. Help us to share with others how gracious and kind and merciful and loving you are. Please continue to teach us from your word this morning. Thank you that whether we look at the Old Testament or whether we look at the New Testament, there is something, Lord, to learn about you and your gracious ways. So we acknowledge your grace and we pray for those this morning who are in need of your grace to help them through the challenging times that they are facing. We thank you that Sally has returned home from hospital and we pray that she may be able to be restored to a better measure of health and strength. We thank you that Eric, having come out of hospital, is making slow progress. We pray for quite a number in our fellowship who face challenges every single day. Some in connection with their health, others in connection with work, stresses and strains, or perhaps other things. Lord, you told us in your word that your grace can help us to cope with the most challenging of situations. May each and every one of us prove the sufficiency of your grace. Hear our prayer, and we ask it in Jesus' name. So we're going to continue with the story of Abraham. We have the second heading, please, up the screen. Abraham and Sarah received grace from God as promised. But we see in the story that the grace led to obedience. Grace led to obedience. Now we can have the next picture up on the screen. We can see here Abraham and his newborn son. It was God's will that he be called what? What was the little baby to be called? Isaac. And Abraham acted in obedience to God by calling his son Isaac. I want to say this morning that it was surely his joy to obey God. You see, when God has been so good to us, the natural response, the obvious response, is to say, Lord, you've been so kind to me, I now want to do whatever it is that you want me to do. And that seems to be the response, doesn't it, of Abraham. He named his son Isaac. But there was something else that he did. He circumcised. This was something else that God wanted Abraham to do. Now, you might ask the question, well, what's circumcision? Well, circumcision is the cutting away of a very sensitive part of the boy's person. And I imagine that little Isaac cried. And I imagine that he cried a lot. But you see, Abraham wanted to be obedient to God. Because God had been so good and kind and gracious to him. And so little Isaac was circumcised on the eighth day. Now, why was he circumcised? Well, because this was the way in which one was recognized as being a part of Abraham's family. Or a way of being recognized as being part of God's family. It was the sign or the symbol of belonging. What's What's the symbol or the sign today of belonging to God's family, of belonging to the church? It's not circumcision. It's being replaced with something else. What is it that we ask people to do to show that they're a Christian, to show that they belong to God's family? Any ideas? Now let's have the next picture, can we? Now, a person doesn't become a child of God by being baptized. We become a Christian, we become a part of God's family when we trust in the Lord Jesus Christ as our Savior. But having trusted in Jesus Christ as our Savior, we should then want to be baptized to tell everybody that we belong to Jesus and to God's family. Now, there are also people in the service this morning that know have been baptized. But boys and girls and young people, this is something that I would encourage you to think carefully about. If you haven't already been baptized, and you are a Christian. You see, the Bible says, believe and be baptized. Believe and be baptized. So, Abraham was obedient by naming the child Isaac and by circumcising him. We ought to be obedient to God through religion. By being baptized. But thirdly this morning, thirdly and lastly, grace that led to joy. Now, I don't know when your birthday is, but imagine that your birthday is coming up. What would you really like more than anything else in the world for your birthday? Do you have anything? What would you like? Have a think about it for a moment. Imagine mum and dad have got limitless cash. Or Nan and Grandma have got limitless cash. You can have anything you want. What would you like? Anything? Well, have that thing in your mind, and imagine the day of your birthday arrives, and you open the wrapping paper, and there inside is exactly what you want. How would you be? Happy. You'd be full of joy, wouldn't you? You might even laugh with happiness. Well, let's have the next picture, because here we see Sarah laughing. She was full of joy. Why was she full of joy? Because God had given to her a little baby boy in her old age. This was something that she longed for. Do you know what Isaac means? In the Bible, people's names often mean something. Do you know what Isaac means? It means love. She laughed because of laughter. Her heart, we might say, sang. And it seems that everybody else's heart sang as well. Verse 6, Sarah said, God has brought me laughter, and everyone who hears about this will laugh with me. I wonder whether there was laughter, I wonder whether there was joy in heaven's tree. Let's have the next slide, please, out on the screen. Now, sometime later, we've got a little more in the Bible, in Genesis 22, verse 18. We learn that God said this to Abraham, and through your offspring, or through your seed, all nations on earth will be blessed. That is saved. Through your offspring, great blessing is going to come to the nations of the earth. Now, do you think that blessing would come through Isaac? Yes or no? No. Well, what about Isaac's son? His name was Jacob. Would the blessing come through Jacob? No. Well, Jacob had lots of sons, but let's think of one particular son, Judah. But would the blessing come through Judah? No. Many, many sons would be born until one special little baby came into the world. And I want you, young people, to tell me his name. A very, very special baby. He would be the one that would bring blessing, salvation, to all the nations of the earth. Tell me his name. Jesus. Jesus. And if we look at this picture, we see that Jesus, having lived a perfect life, suffered and died upon a cross to pay the price for sin. And then on the third day, Jesus rose from the dead. And by rising from the dead, God was in effect declaring to the world that the sacrifice that Jesus had offered upon the cross was good enough to address the problem of sin. Human sin. And now, if we receive Jesus Christ as our Savior, if we trust in Him, we can know forgiveness of sins. We can know peace with God. We can be counted righteous before God. We can become children of God. We can rest assured that heaven will one day be our home. See, God wasn't just being gracious to Abraham's son. God was being gracious to the nations. He was making sure that Jesus came into the world in order to bring blessing, salvation to all who would trust in Him. You see, we can talk about God's grace to Abraham's sake. That's wonderful, but we can also talk about God's grace to us. If we trusted in the Lord Jesus Christ as our Savior, we don't deserve that. We don't deserve to become children of God. We don't deserve peace with God. We don't deserve to be counted righteous. We don't deserve forgiveness of sins. Do you know what we deserve? We deserve to be cast out of God's presence forever. That's what we deserve. Every single one of us, we deserve hell. And God is gracious. That we marvel at the grace. Let's pray together, shall we, before we sing our final two hymns. Lord God, we do marvel at your grace. We marvel at your grace to Abraham and Sarah. You were so kind to them. They were worshippers of the moon God. They worshipped an idol. They worshipped a god. It wasn't a god at all. They didn't give their time and attention to you. They robbed you of your glory. And even when they came to trust in you, they didn't live as they should have done. They doubted you. They laughed at your promises. They made mistakes. You were gracious to them. So, so gracious. Lord, our world deserves condemnation. Lord, you sent your Son, Lord Jesus, into our world to be the Savior of sinners. And Lord, you offer men, women, young people, boys and girls, salvation in your Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, Lord God, many of us here this morning have received Jesus as our Savior. We have countless blessings in Him, as we've already reminded ourselves this morning. And we know all about Your grace, but help us understand it more than we do. Oh Lord, how some of us here this morning pray that there may be those here today who haven't yet trusted in the Lord Jesus as their Savior. Might do so today or in the coming days, in order that they too might be overwhelmed by Your grace. Hear our prayer, we ask you in Jesus' name. Thank you.